The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We turn now to two key members from today's hearing. First up, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. He is one of two medical doctors on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Senator Cassidy, thank you so much for talking with us. So did you come away from today's hearing more or less confident in the administration's handling of this pandemic?
I came away more confident. My specific questions, for example, were that we have a whole group of folks called children who are being impacted far more than anybody else relative to their risk of having symptoms from coronavirus infection. Dr. Fauci acknowledged that was an issue. He mentioned, though, he had not worked out the tension. I accept there's uncertainty. I just want people thinking about the problem. How do we get kids back to school, mothers and dads, able to go to work with their children safely cared for? As long as they're working towards a solution, I don't demand a solution right now.
Well, we did hear Dr. Fauci say he is concerned about the dynamic that they are seeing among some children right now. It's clear that's something he and other scientists are focused on. Does that give you pause, though, about when schools should be open?
It does give me pause, but my question I ask him, what is the risk-benefit ratio for how children are being treated? At that critical point when someone is five, their brain's exploding. That's when they need to be in school. It's not like their brain continues to learn like that every year of their life. No, that's when they particularly learn. There's a huge opportunity cost. The concerns about Kawasaki disease, it is real. But the bigger concern, in terms of just sheer numbers, millions, are the children who are missing out, both economically, educationally, and potentially other means from everything that school offers.
Senator, let me also ask you about testing. President Trump said yesterday, anybody who wants a test should get one, is able to get one right now. You said earlier today you had questions about testing availability. What do you believe right now?
I think that what is most important is not the sheer number of tests, but that we are using the test wisely. I just got off the phone with the chancellor at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. And so when they have 200 people working, they will pool the samples. They will check, okay, all 200 of them are checked at once. If it comes out positive, then they go to 100-100, and then 50-50-50, until they get to the one person who has it. It may only take five tests to find the one person, but you found one out of 200. So the overall number isn't important to me. It is a strategy by which we implement the people for whom we make it available. Checking a hermit who lives by himself in the middle of the desert is not important. Checking a child going to school who might infect others, very important. That's where we should focus our efforts.
But bottom line, is it accurate to say anybody who wants a test now can get one?
Well, I'm not sure what we mean by a test. I think there's a shortage currently of antigen tests and of antibody tests. I suspect most people who want to swab up their nose can get it. But if you want to see if you've been previously infected, there is a shortage of those. And there's also a shortage of antigen tests. But they showed numbers that are credible, that they're increasing in their volume.
I think we heard that there's still a long way to go in testing. But, Senator, I want to ask you about Louisiana, your home state preparing to reopen on Friday, even though statewide you have not reached this what was a CDC goal of having 14 straight days of declining cases. Are you concerned that it's too early?
No, I think if you look at a state, you may have a concern, but what you really need to look at is regions of the state. So it's easier to explain with Texas. I looked a couple weeks ago at where the infection was in Texas. A lot in Harris County, Houston. There was none south of San Antonio, some county along the Rio Grande. Now, granted, very few people live there, but the point being, a state is actually a set of regions, a set of smaller regions and then a set of communities and micro communities. I'm more concerned of what's happening in a micro community, which could spill out, than I am at the state as a whole. If we have adequate testing, which is able to zero in on those places with more infection, that's more important than a statewide lockdown in which this region is doing well and folks rightly wonder why they can't go see their barber.
But if the governor of a state says we are opening up, what's to stop even those communities where cases are increasing from going ahead and opening up and letting businesses go back to something closer to where they were?
I go back to, you have to have a strategy on testing. If you just open up and say fairly well, that's not good. If you open up and you have a strategy by which you are following where your cases are coming up, and you can go to those areas in which you either have a lot of people at risk if they get infected, or a lot of people at risk to get infected, and that's where you focus your testing, that's how you can simultaneously open up your economy, but do it safely. It has to be about a strategy for testing. I keep saying that, not the total number of tests necessarily, but a strategy, that's what we need.
Finally, Senator, a question about Senator Rand Paul's comment to Dr. Fauci that he is not the end all, and other criticisms we're hearing. I heard one today from a former advisor to President Trump, Jason Miller. He said Anthony Fauci is good at moving the goalpost. He's the undisputed king of moving accountability away from himself. Is that your view?
I have nothing but the highest respect for Anthony Fauci. Period. End of story. Do sometimes facts on the ground change and perceptions change? Absolutely. Fauci said today that he was not the end all. So he's bringing a certain humility to it. I've had my differences with Fauci, but what I'm after here is not a definite answer because facts change. I'm after people pursuing the truth.
Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, we thank you very much.
Thank you.